Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets Podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Do you like that tone?
That was very good. Well done. It's like you've done this like almost 50 times.
Was it a good perception that you sort of gathered from it?
Well, talking of perception, nice tie-in there. Yeah, it was a good perception. Now, today's episode is going to be a bit more of a walk on the wild side for us. We're going to talk about perception versus facts, or perception versus maybe not facts, but our experience. And we're going to talk all things RBA, maybe touch on politics, maybe not too much. Definitely on media and headlines. Yep. What are we going to try and achieve here?
It's about, with all the interest rates, the article saying the cost of living, how tough it is. And in the Sydney market, I got asked this question by a vendor. They ask, are people actually doing it tough?
Yeah. I think that's where this episode's come from. Has it come from more the questions we both get asked from buyers and from sellers, that they're taking questions from headlines, coming to us and asking us, and then we on the ground floor have to break those perceptions.
Yep.
Not saying we disprove them, we're not saying we approve them, but we have to break them down. Multiple times we see headlines of market going to crash, and it doesn't. Multiple times the market's going to go up, and it doesn't. So, but obviously at the moment, the media is really feeding into a lot of uncertainty. Rates, when they're going to come down. The US a month or so ago dropped their rates. You know, so if that was happening, so if there was, what sort of things would we start to see in the market, do you think, if the market was really crumbling?
So I think if the market was really crumbling, as agents these days, you really only get called out to an appraisal. An appraisal almost becomes a pitch at the same time.
Yeah, I imagine
so. I think if people were worried, I'd start actually, people would be calling agents in more for appraisals.
I think that mechanism would change. Yep.
I think that would change because I'd be like, oh, we better start planning ahead.
Yep.
I think there would be a lot more of that. I think the questions people would be, people are pretty open when they're speaking to us. I think some answers would start becoming a bit closed off because people are a bit financially, like, you know, people don't want to often talk about money or show that they're struggling. And I think the questions we're getting asked is more about how can we maximize price? And it's being asked from a standpoint of we're in a good position.
Yeah,
don't have to sell. And people are saying with the authority that as agents, you get to pick up when someone is lying, when someone's not telling the truth.
Wow. I hope so. Well, I was going to say, so, you know, things like CoreLogic and other sort of outlets, banks as well, talk about mortgage distress, mortgage sales, you know, that are mortgage foreclosures, right? And the sheer answer is if it is growing, it's growing by a very small amount. It's not growing with a line with the headline acts or the headlines coming out. The ones that are happening, we're not saying that things are rosy and everyone's doing well, but the ones that are happening are usually happening because of other circumstances, like there's divorce, people losing a job, which again really bad, and is, I guess, a sign of the economy, but or people just, you know, frivolously spending, there's addictions and things happening. I think if we can position it, let me ask you a few questions, Kurt. What are some of the things that vendors would be positioning to you at those appraisal meetings that would give you an idea that they're in some form of financial distress?
They would be setting out a date where things need to happen.
Okay.
They'll be like, look, we need to sell by this date.
We need to sell by the 15th of December, as an example.
Yeah.
No. So a date being a specific number, and your conclusion is because the bank's basically said to them, you've got to pay us back the money on that date.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be something that would get asked. That'd probably be a bit wary of the marketing, being like,
the cost of marketing.
In conjunction with that question, but like, we've got to sell by this date. We need this, you know, how much is the marketing going to cost?
Yep.
That'd probably be trying to choose the lowest agent, the fees. That would start to become a fact instead of thinking the other way around, that I need the best agent to get the most amount. When you're in a defensive position, you often make.
And I think they would probably ask you or ask a position saying, Kurt, no matter what, like I want X amount, but no matter what, this is the bottom level I need financially from this.
Yes.
And in essence, the reading between lines, they need that amount because that's what their loan amount currently is. Yes.
Now, how we would also know is when someone says we need this much money, it's generally because we know it's not mortgage stress because they've actually gone and bought a property. So they're in a position of power that they've been like, look, we've gone and bought a property. The minimum we need is this. But that's purely because of a life decision. Yeah,
still a lot of pressure and things in there, but it's different sort of pressure.
Yeah, but if someone was trying to hide the mortgage stress, they wouldn't tell really that they've bought this property because we would also be able to go look it up if we wanted to. True.
Sure. What about, what's the thing if someone as an investor, they're selling a property, one of their investment properties, what's maybe a different thing that an investor might say to you to give you an inclination that they really need to, I know some investors say, I need to sell because I'm going to buy my own property. I need to sell because I'm getting married or doing something else. What's something they might share with you that gives you an idea that investor is finding it tough?
It's no longer viable holding onto the property. It just doesn't financially make sense to hold onto the property.
What do you mean by that? I understand, but we'll just really break that down for us. Financially viable because?
Because the tenants have more and more rights than ever before. Now, not saying that's unfounded. I think sometimes tenants need a bit more rights and owners need to take a bit more responsibility, but I think there's a lot more taken out of the owner's hands.
Yes.
So that's one thing. Strata levies, with a few years ago with the fires, some floods,
some cladding,
combustible. That's going through the roof. It's hold on to that. Also, as much as people complain about the prices of rents,
rental per week.
What a lot of people don't realize that during COVID, a lot of tenants did actually drop their price, or they didn't put it up as much when COVID was happening.
Yep.
And instead of people's perception going back to just say it went from $500 a week and they dropped it down to $400, it hasn't continued in a straight line. It's had to jump back up, which has often been.
Well, and there's something like, I think I'm right in saying this, and forgive me if I'm wrong, I think it's 92% of all investors have only one property.
Yep.
So if they only have one property, then, we look at investors. We think about investors. I think the media look at investors going, they've got 10 properties, 12 properties, But most investors, 92% of them, I'll go with that figure, have one investment. So if the interest rates, isn't like strata or anything else potentially going on, land tax and so forth, but in particular, if rates have gone up, as we've seen them go up, and the rental price has gone up, but maybe not as in keeping.
With inflation as well. With inflation. So that's one thing I do know. I don't have the stat right off the top of my head, but rents have not gone up at the same rate as inflation.
Okay. So let's break this back down. But we're not hearing these things.
Definitely from owner-occupiers, not.
Investors, you're hearing a bit of it?
A little bit with the investors. Okay. But
not with the owner-occupiers.
Yeah. But once again, if you also do own that investment property, you're in a position of luxury. If it's your second property. So if you've got your owner-occupied and you have an investment, you're still actually in a better position.
Well, and it's funny, not funny, haha, but people out there with no investment, with no properties, we'll still look at one person who's got one investment property and they don't own their house and they can sell that investment property. They'll still think that's quite fortunate.
Yeah.
Right? So as an example, let's say, Willoughby, four-bedroom house. It's not been done up. It's selling for $3.54 million, right, give or take. And it has been doing so over the last sort of 5 or 6 months. But last month or so, it sort of dropped down to 3.4, 3.3 maybe.
As the medium or the average?
As the medium and the average. That's some of the data we're starting to see anecdotally seeing coming through. Does that make the people selling really hurt?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. It seems to, because they're losing out $100,000, $200,000. You're a bit of a so-and-so, saying that doesn't hurt.
So the reason why, particularly with a house in the Sydney region, the Sydney market, is a lot of people have bought these houses 3, 5, 7, 10 years ago. And we'll just say they bought it 7 years ago for $2 million.
Yep. Okay, go on.
Taking out some of the fees, even though the medium average price of the houses and all that might have been at 3.5 at one stage, if it's dropped down to 3.4, but they've still gone from 2 million less than a decade ago up to 3.2, 3.3, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now, if they've overcapitalized in terms of crazy renovations or whatever, a bit of it, you know, that's their own choice. But in terms of the house market and the prices going up, people are still making, I try and say to people, I was like, look, whatever the graphs say, whatever, look at the individual property and has that property price gone up, whether it's over 1 or 2, 3 years. And in the Sydney market, unless really it's a really bad unit in a really bad spot, which you've bought an absolute lemon, generally the prices are always going up.
Yeah, they've gone up in that time.
So it might not go up the same as like another suburb or the other street, but it's still going up.
Okay, so again, we come back to the crux of, you know, it's not ideal to you know, you thought you'd get 3.5 and you get 3.4 or 3.3. But essentially, you're buying in cost to selling out cost way more. You've made profit. You know, it's an interesting state of affairs. And that's really what this episode comes down to, where we're really focused on, is this perception the market is crumbling and so forth. But we, and this is why I say from our experience, we're just not seeing it on the ground floor. You know, you're talking off air about buying a property is no longer in Australia so much someone's right.
Well, I've always been of the perception as well. I think to land the plane, sort of just to sort of sum up the first part about perception and versus our experience, is that the media article saying it's really tough out there, it's hard and all that, and that might be, we're not saying some people aren't experiencing, but as a general rule of thumb in the Sydney market, we're finding, I'm not seeing that at all.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, same.
Not seeing that at all. And then in terms of also just the general thing in Australia, I believe everyone anywhere in the world has the right to shelter where we are now with standards of living.
Yes.
However, in Australia, there seems to be this perception, you know, you've got the great Aussie dream of owning a home.
Correct.
And I think people have embodied that to be like, it is my right to own a home. People in their 20s, I know, are actually saying, oh, we want prices, maybe not to crash, but to go from a million for units down to 700,000. And for me, I told people why it's not going to happen. I don't believe it will happen. But it's, for me, it's not a right for you to own a home. I think it's a privilege and you need to earn it. And yes, it may be tougher than it was back in the day, but if something is precious and you really want it, it takes time and effort to get there. Same in careers. If you want to be a top CEO, for example, or top of your field, it takes time and effort and sacrifice, and how badly do you want it? You know, instead of maybe buying a $1 million property in Sydney, maybe you have to go 45 minutes out.
Yeah, I had a client, we just purchased and we set a property 3 weeks ago. We were communicating the other day how they were going, and they've been looking for quite some time first property. And you can imagine why they've been looking. When I say quite some time, I'm talking years, not months. And the price were going up and up and up. Now, already in that month's time, they're like, no, going well. We can see the price of property is going up around our area. So their mindset's changed from price were going up, that's ridiculous, hope it crashes, to once you own that property, your mindset completely changes to, I hope the price probably goes up. So it's interesting. Yeah, I think that property buying and shelter conversation, and you could live regionally, you could live elsewhere in the world, there are other options out there.
And I think it's a little bit the same with the rental market. I know it's tough trying to get into the rental market, but you also don't need to live 1 centimeter away from the school. If you do have to move out an extra 20 minutes, I know it might be a bit of an inconvenience, but if it means you're not paying as much.
When you say school, I look at things like a beach or a park, and I get those things are great for your mental health and so forth, but you know, they are optional. Yeah.
Well, and
we're living in Sydney, one of the most expensive place in the world to live.
And I think then to land that plane is just a bit the perception of reality, in that if you're in Sydney and you're feeling things are a little bit unjust or it's tough to get into the market, it's meant to be. It's the dream location. So I think just a bit of, you know, a conversation.
Around it all from there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's try and get into 3 quick cues. We've chewed up a bit of time there, so let's hope we can rapid fire through these.
I hope you haven't. Have you checked my answers?
No. Do you want to go through all 3 of yours?
Perfect. Okay. When would you encourage your children to start to save for a property? Or having those conversations?
It really depends. I'd say early teen years.
Early teen years? No defending. Oh, what is a piece of advice that you changed your life?
Pieces of advice that changed my life? iPhone?
Piece of advice.
What do you mean? Piece of advice. Well, I think you said piece of device for some reason. Piece of advice that changed my life. One day or day one. That's one of the, so always thinking one day I'll do it versus just reframing that to like today is day one of doing it.
I like it.
Yep.
And what is one habit?
iPhone.
What is one habit you would change of me?
Can I say it?
Yeah, you can.
Following speeding and road rules. No defending. All right. You're at a barbecue. What's your favorite thing to cook on a barbecue or to eat off a barbecue?
Eggs. Fried eggs. Sunny side up.
Oh, okay. Have to choose between hiking, going for a hike, or going for a run. Which one are you choosing?
Run.
Run. And favorite, this is kind of linked to the one you asked me, favorite non-property related motto or quote? Because I know you often say you can't sell a property a secret or whatever it is, but what's...
If today was your last day and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday?
That is philosophical right there. Very good. Thank you.
That's all right.
Beautiful. I've done my head in that one, but good. Thank you for dropping by.
Bit of a different conversation, but I thought it was a useful topic. Take on things. Our opinion.
Appreciate it. Like, share, subscribe.
Follow. Positive comments.
I'll respond to as many as we can. Bye.